News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Prison authorities have been engaged in an endless fight against drug smuggling, but it has mostly been a losing battle. That's the words of Irish Times journalist Conor Gallagher. Yesterday, we're joined by Michael O'Sullivan, former Garda Commissioner. Michael, is it naive in this day and age to kind of be surprised that drugs are so readily available in our prisons?
No, it's not. Look, drugs are in great demand, about great demand in society and within the prison service. And they're very difficult to stop either being imported or being brought into prisons. The prison service are doing their best and they're working closely with the guards. But, you know, what are you talking about? You could be talking about a dessert spoonful of drugs, very easily concealed by a visitor or, as they sometimes do, throw drugs over the walls and there are nets there to try and catch them, etc. But while it's challenging to get drugs into prison, some of it's getting in, and it's challenging to get drugs into this country, but some of it's getting in. So where does the demand, there are profits and there are ways of getting it in. It's all about the consumer base. There are lots of people in prisons who want drugs for either recreational use or simply because they are acute drug users and they will pay big money and they are risk takers and they will go to any means to get the drugs into the prison because they need them.
So is it impossible for prison authorities to actually stop this happening?
It is impossible to stop the 100% stop the complete flow of drugs into prison. Yes, they can reduce the amount of it and they can seize a lot of the drugs and they can greatly restrict it. But to stop drugs going into any place, to stop drugs going into a country, to stop drugs going into an area, if people want to get it in and there is, a consumer base, it's going to happen. There have been a lot of successes in the prison service. Various people have been caught bringing in drugs and various criminal organisations have been thwarted. But, you know, when you're dealing with prisoners and they're out and they're on remand and they're in court and they're going out on day visits or whatever other reason, like guns have been found in prisons in various countries, let alone drugs. Drugs are so small and so easily concealed. It is very, very difficult.
Okay. So the wider issue of drugs in society, I mean, I think we can all agree the war on drugs hasn't worked and probably never will work. I mean, is our approach at the moment the right one or are there different things we should be doing?
You know, the term of the war on drugs was around the Nixon administration. They came up with that one. And it's not so much a war on drugs. It is trying to reduce the supply and at the same time rehabilitate those who are on drugs. A distinction has to be made between acute drug users, i.e. heroin addicts who are absolutely dependent on drugs, and recreational drug users, mostly cocaine, people who use cocaine. So what's happening here in Ireland is because of the economic boom, lots of people are using cocaine. They're going to the pub at the weekends or in the evenings and they're using cocaine like they would have bought a few pints. It's seen among young people in particular as very acceptable. People fail to see the addictive nature of the cocaine and they fail to see the mental health issues involved. And one important thing they fail to see is that they're giving money to drug traffickers and drug dealers and organized crime groups who are bringing in weapons and subverting the justice system and killing people.
Yeah, no, it's a very fair point. But is that battle lost? I mean, drugs are so prevalent in every parish in the country. I do wonder at times if that battle is almost lost.
No, it's certainly not lost. Look, it's ongoing. It's never going to. You're never going to wipe drugs out of any country. No country has done it. It is not possible. If you, back to the consumer base, if you have people who want to use drugs, I'm talking about the acute users, the heroin addicts, there is a need for them, the numbers of those who need the heroin, to be reduced. You can only do that by treatment and rehabilitation. That's as important as the guards seizing the drugs. Another aspect that's completely neglected is education. You rarely see an advertisement on TV saying, look, if you take coke, this is what happens. If you take hash, this is what happens. You know, some 98% of this population don't use drugs. There are lots of drug seizures and there are a growing number of people using cocaine. It doesn't mean all is lost. It's certainly not all is lost.
Okay, Michael O'Sullivan, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Michael O'Sullivan, former Assistant Garda Commissioner there, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.